Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Live conference call. I'm always so excited to have you all on the call, and I always like to give a special welcome to any new associates that might be out there. I can guarantee you are at the right place at the right time. Vista Life is here to stay. Been in business for 11 years and going strong. But some of our new associates this last week, Joe Raber, Felicia Hatcher, Connie Murray, Jackie Maples, Mark Gingrich, Bill Slayball, Ron Martin, Jamie Brown. You guys, welcome. Welcome to Vista Life. Also, I want to spotlight the Vista Escape, some of the top runners in this year's, it's a year-long competition. We've got O.A. and Dale Powers, Stephanie and Melanie Daniel, and Joe and Laura Farmwald. Way to go, you guys. You'll definitely all three of you guys is going to be there. So, but we still got a ways to go, so we can still all make it. But don't forget about the special that's going on. You can mix and match, and this is $5 for $50, okay? The company just came out with shampoo, conditioner, body wash, body oil, and the aroma scents. And there's like four different ones. The men's cedar leather, one's called Sweet Baby, Raspberry Sorbet, and then honey, cocoa, and mango. But also, they have eight lotions with CBD oil. And those, real quick, are caramel apple, Caribbean escape, cotton blossom, Japanese cherry blossom, my favorite, warm vanilla sugar, brown sugar and fig, cool citrus basil, and natural scent free. So, you guys, $5 for $50. You can mix and match all of those. That is a steal. But anyway, take advantage of that before that is no longer a special. Also, product of the month, CBD. We have a capsule now, CBD, and Dr. LeBron talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But what I'm so excited about, yes, we have free shipping tomorrow, the 29th. We always have that till the end of the year. But also, because Vista Life is so great to us, we have free shipping not only tomorrow, but also the 30th and 31st. So for the rest of the week, take advantage of the free shipping. But let's get on with the call tonight. I'm always so excited to have Dr. LeBron with us. And for those of you who are brand new to the call, Dr. LeBron Long is the formulator of all of our awesome products. He's also the husband to our CEO, Dr. Karina Long. But Dr. LeBron has a gift. He knows what to put into our products to make them work, number one, but he has a heart of helping people get healthy. And without further ado, Dr. LeBron, are you there?
I am, Susie. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Great. It's good to be on the call. Thank you for hosting our call tonight. And as normal, we're on the call again and getting to be able to share with you some great information about what we have available with Vista Life. I hope that if you are new to the call, that we give you some information tonight that will be very helpful to you, some information that will add value to your life. And those of you who have been involved with us for quite some time, we're glad that you're back. Dr. Karina has a very special call next week that you will not want to miss, and so make sure you're on here next Tuesday night. She has some really great information and some things that she wants to tell you about, so make sure you're on the call. And, of course, for all of you leaders, our Thursday afternoon call, you want to definitely be on that because there's a lot of great, great information that's going on that Thursday call as well. I just want to go right on into the topic and talk about probably the most important topic that there is, and that's about cardiovascular health. That's one of the things I wanted to touch on tonight. There's a lot going on in our society right now about building up the immune system, and we've discussed that some. We're going to be discussing it more the next time I'm on the call about different things and how to go into depth on the immune system. It won't be next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that we will be discussing that. And so I really want to get into those details as well. But tonight I wanted to talk about the number one killer in the United States. It is not a virus. It is, as a matter of fact, if you put it on TV and you think that what we've seen lately would scare people, this would devastate people because an average of about 2,500 Americans die every day from this particular illness, and it is cardiovascular illness. It is the number one cause of death in the U.S. It is actually the number one cause of death in females. It used to be we would call it a male disease, so we hear people talk about it all the time. It's a huge, huge issue in our society. It's something that's not talked about a whole lot, but there's a lot of issues with it, and we hear a lot about it, but oftentimes don't hear any solutions. We hear about people having problems. They had a heart problem here, a heart problem there, a heart issue, and so we don't really see a lot of discussion on what do we do to prevent it. We hear the normal that we've always heard, and that is to exercise properly and to eat properly, and of course it'll deter a lot of these things from happening. But I want to offer you some things that I think are very, very interesting above and beyond that. Now, as you well know, we do not diagnose, we don't treat, we don't cure any type of disease or illness. It's not what we do. It's not something that we're either interested in either. So we make no claims that anything that we would discuss tonight would cure any type of disease, period. And that's just the way that it is. What we want to talk about is improving our health and taking care of our bodies and taking care of our health. We have just a phenomenal medical field that is available in the U.S. We're very, very fortunate people to have a lot of the medical technology that we have, and that needs to play out there. That's something that medical professionals need to take care of, and they do very, very well. If you're in an emergency, there is no better place to go than to a hospital, and we have all different kinds of things now in our day and time that can help you in those situations. None of that is something I want to talk about. I want to talk about, like I have said time and time before, about Humpty Dumpty. You know, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, he had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So I'm not interested in putting you back together. I'm not interested in talking to you. I'm talking about staying on the wall. What do we do to stay on the wall? What do we do to keep our cardiovascular system as healthy as we possibly can to deter any future problems that we may have? That's something actually we all should be concerned about, is what do I do to stay healthy? Even in our present condition that we find ourselves in, what do I do to stay healthy? And if I do come across something that I get, what, you know, the healthier that my body is, the stronger, and we know this, everybody has said it, the healthier you are, the stronger you are, the more likely you are not to have any symptoms or to overcome those symptoms very, very quickly. And that's where we want to be. That's the simple fact. We want to keep ourselves healthy. We want to keep our bodies doing what they were designed to do, just like you keep your car doing what it's designed to do. You change the oil. You make sure that all the maintenance is done on the tires and the maintenance is done on the engine. All the filters are changed, that you have plenty of antifreeze, and you have all of these things in this automobile because you have a lot invested in it, and it's very important to you in your life. Well, there's nothing more important to you than your body, than your health. And so that's what we want to talk about. And so 2,500 people, they are, you know, passing away every day with cardiovascular problems. We know that it's the number one issue. It's the number one and number three cause of death in the U.S. So it actually takes two spots, one being heart, number three being stroke, the cause of death. And so if you put those numbers on the television, and that was happening day after day after day after day without numbers going down, not a hot spot, not a spike where we've got a spike in, or we've got an issue in one area of the country and not another, you would not see that. It's all over the country. It's everywhere. Everywhere's a hot spot. Everywhere's a problem. And so that should concern us as well. And these things, oftentimes we overlook. We don't really care. It's on the back of our minds until we have a problem, and then it becomes very real to us. And several years ago, my mom had an issue, and I remember her going in and getting a stent put in, which is wonderful, wonderful technology. Thank God they have that technology. The doctors did a phenomenal job. She recovered very, very quickly. But mom, again, was one of those people that I talked to several times about staying on the wall, staying healthy, making sure you're taking these things before you have issues. And this was an area that, hey, nobody in my family's really had a problem with it, and they had not, up to mom, no one really had any type of issue. So I'm okay. You know, I'm good with it. But she wasn't. And there were several different issues that she had with the heart, and one was ejection time, and one was blockages in the heart, and I'll talk about that tonight. But the technology that they offered her was fabulous. She goes in for a surgery, has a stent, two stents put in, actually, and comes out and just does phenomenal. As you well know, if you do not take care of that problem, you know, more stents are going to follow, and the progression of that problem is going to continue. There has to be something that turns that around. So her and I began to work together to make sure that we were giving her the right stuff. And, of course, mom's this is her 70th year on earth, so, you know, she's getting to those ages that, you know, the lifespan age, I call it. And so people get really concerned, and they seem to be more aware of things going on in their bodies. And so I talked to her about taking CardioVibe every day. That was, again, this is something that hit in our household. And I said, you know, Mom, we go all over the nation. We talk about this product. We talk about the benefits of L-arginine, what it'll do for you. And so we begin to start a process. And if you don't know what L-arginine is, in the early 90s, there were three doctors, medical doctors, that came up with what's called the nitric oxide pathways, and what they got the Nobel Prize of Medicine for that discovery. And so you would think that we would hear that information from the rooftops today. If they won the Nobel Prize for Medicine, it would obviously be extremely important in our society. But we don't hear a lot about it, and some people are even unaware that that event happened. But what it actually shown that if you use L-arginine in the right levels, you can mix other things like L-citrulline, which is already put together for you in the CardioVibe, and you use the right amount, that you would actually increase a gas in your system referred to as nitric oxide. When you drink it on an empty stomach, which is very important that you do, it converts to a nitric oxide gas, and that nitric oxide keeps what's referred to as the endothelium, which is the inner wall of the artery, strong. That's what they showed it would do. Why is this endothelium on the inside of your artery so important? Because you have about 50 to 60,000 miles of arteries throughout your entire body. So naturally, your arteries are extremely important. You say, how important are they, LeBron? You block off one of them, you'll find out how important they are, because your body would literally begin to shut down. So we know arteries are extremely important. You have large arteries that bring the blood away from the heart, and you have those blood vessels, the smaller arteries that take the blood back to the heart. So your heart is a pump. And so oftentimes people don't have a problem with their pump as much as they do their arteries. Arteries are extremely important. This endothelium, if it's strong, and we all have it, aligning in our arteries, it's very slick. Things do not stick to the inner walls of the arteries very well if they're healthy. And so as the endothelium begins to break down, which it does when we age or eat the wrong things or stress, a lot of things can cause that. It actually begins to cause nicking, or causes the endothelium to weaken, which will cause it to become like Velcro. So it can start off like Teflon, which is very pliable and slick, and it can end up like Velcro, which is very sticky. So anything can stick to that wall of the artery. That's why that we're often taught to keep our cholesterol levels normal, because if there's a nick in the artery, cholesterol will go to that area where that nicking is in the artery to try to heal it. But the problem is, if cholesterol is too high, it can cause that blockage or that healing to actually create a blockage. And so we see that with plaque and blockages and things of this nature in the arterial wall. What is amazing is these doctors actually discovered a nitric oxide pathway, that if we use this correctly, that you can, that's why it's so important to use CardioVibe on an empty stomach, because this is how it does its conversion process. So it takes about 30 minutes for that to happen. So if you take CardioVibe, you're better to take it on the empty stomach, wait for an hour before you eat anything so that it can be used effectively in your body. So it's amazing the results that we see from people. We do a DPA testing that we don't necessarily do, but individuals do them. We don't do them as a company, but people in our company do them. And basically what it shows is a digital pulse analyzer which will show you the age of your heart, the age of the arteries. And we find that people will go from a D, E, F back to a B, an A, or B. Naturally, an A or B are much better than an E or F. Most of you learn that in school. And we see people bounce back from that simply through using the Cardio Vibe. So it's an amazing product, and the benefit of it is pretty astounding as well. So it's something that myself, I have suggested it for a lot of people, my family, starting off with my family and then, you know, to others as well. But the benefit of using L-arginine in larger amounts and allowing it to be able to convert to that nitric oxide. So it's so beneficial to keep the arterial walls healthy, and that's why we educate so much about Cardio Vibe. There's another product that I recommended to my mom as well, and that was called the Cardio D. Now, Cardio D is referred to as D-ribose, and I learned a long time ago from a guy by the name of Dr. Peterson, and he was a family practitioner, medical doctor in Oklahoma, and he actually studied a lot on D-ribose, and we call Cardio D, which is D-ribose, our product. And he came to Georgia here in Somerville and educated us about D-ribose and the importance of taking Cardio D every day. And his backstory was that he was a medical doctor. He had brothers that had all passed away in their early 40s. They had all had problems with atrial fibrillation, and so they had all passed away from this condition. Many of them already knew it. Some did not know it. Either way, they passed away in their early 40s. So he was really concerned about his health. He had the same condition. Started researching and found Cardio D, D-ribose. And so he began to take it. Now, D-ribose is a little different. D-ribose you actually want to take with food. It will lower the blood sugar if you take it on the empty stomach, which could be good for those that have high blood sugar. But for those of us that don't, we take the product with food. And, of course, he found that it was he was able to live until his late 60s. He's like 68 when he finally passed of atrial fibrillation. But he was able to add, and this is from his own mouth, I was able to add 20-some-odd years to my life, because I met him when he was about 66, 67 years old, so about a year or so before he passed. So it was amazing to me sitting across a conference table here in Georgia and hear him tell of his story and how beneficial this had been for him. And so he had actually been advocating and talking to his patients in his practice for many, many years over the benefits of taking D-ribose, Cardio D. So that's how we got started with it. My mom had atrial fibrillation. She had ejection issues. And so her heart was ejecting about 25%, should be up around 70 in her case. And so was not doing very, very well with this. Even though she had a stent put in, it was doing wonderfully. Her health was improving. She still had ejection time problems. So she began to use Cardio D. And when she went back, which is amazing, from her nurses and her cardiologist's mouth, they were just amazed at how well the medication was working. But this is what she had actually added to her regimen. And it was amazing the difference that we seen with her, because she was at about 60-some-odd percent ejection time versus 25. 25, again, you know that's not good. It doesn't even sound good. But it's 60-some-odd percent, and she is still at that level and doing quite well. So, you know, you do not have to convince her to take her Cardio Vibe and her Cardio D, because she has seen exactly what it does. I'll even ask her from time to time, are you doing what you're supposed to? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, because she slipped back and had problems again, as we all do. We oftentimes say, well, it's working for me. I'm doing great. I'm going to stop doing that. So we do it with exercise. We do it with eating right. I'm eating right. Everything's feeling great. I'll start cheating a little bit, and then you find out that doesn't work out real well for you. So she did these two products and has seen tremendous results. I also have used things with her like Omega Creel, which I have found when you add Omega 3, 6, or 9 to your diet. I found this even for myself. improvement in cholesterol, triglycerides, things of this nature, because essential fatty acids are extremely important. They're important to keep them in our diet. We normally don't have them in our diet, so omega krill is extremely beneficial. I've also found that CoQ10 is another product that's extremely beneficial because it is the coenzyme, the enzyme that the heart has to have in order for it to function normally. So again, very important, feeding the heart, giving the heart what it needs. We're not curing anything. Don't have any interest in curing anything. You're just giving the body what it needs. The body can fix itself and also can recover very well if it's given what it needs. So these things help in those issues. Also, you've got things like red yeast rice that has been shown to be beneficial with cholesterol. And then, of course, you've got, you could just go on. You got cardio BP, which is naturally, I have had brother-in-law, I've had individuals that that are very close to me that's had blood pressure issues. And Thomas is a good example. He is my brother-in-law, and he's had blood pressure issues for as long as I can remember. And after using cardio BP, he's just had tremendous results. He still takes a blood pressure medication, but he was on three. He only takes one. And his doctor is elated about it. So he's just like, hey, just keep, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Take your medication. So instead of three medications, he's on one and having exactly the same results. And so that's wonderful. I mean, that, you know, it's, I mean, that's a huge improvement. So, you know, oftentimes people say, well, I want to go off of everything, but that's not always wise. Sometimes you can even cut those things back with your, under your doctor's care, of course, and see tremendous benefit from that. And so he and his doctor are very, very happy with the results of that product. And that's what we talk about with Vista Life. We're talking about adding supplements to your life that add value to what you're doing, to where you're needing to go to improve your health situation, and that's what we're all looking for. We're all looking for something that as we age is something that we cannot do anything about. We're going to age. There's only one alternative to aging, and that's death. Besides that, we're going to age, and so we're going to get older, and we want to take care of our bodies. We want to, your house is getting older, your car is getting older, and we know the more you take care of those things, the longer they last, and your body is no different in that. Your body is going to last much longer if you take care of it than if you didn't. And so it only makes good sense to do all that we can to make sure that we're keeping our body strong, keeping our body healthy, especially the cardiovascular system. That is one of the leading causes of the reason why people die in the U.S. So it's not from viruses, even though we will have them come through and they do cause deaths. It's not the number one. It's not, cancer is not the number one. It is cardiovascular problems. And so we all know that on the phone. You can Google it and look up the statistics. They're all there. And we know that to be a fact. So the next question is, you know, what are we doing about it? So, to know something is wonderful. That's a believing. But faith is something that when you step out on your believing, you put believing in action. That's what you call faith. So sometimes we have to take a leap of faith and try some things to move us in the right direction so that we can get better health. And the cardiovascular is a great place to start. If you're not walking and exercising, start doing that. If you're, you know, a lot of us could just do some things like instead of taking the elevator, just walk the stairs. If instead of parking up close to the entrance of a store, park out. You want a social distance, and social distance your car. Put it at the end of the parking lot and walk in the store and then walk back. Then you don't have a choice. Then walk back to the car, and you'll be amazed by just getting a few extra steps in every day, how beneficial that is for your overall health. So you don't always have to go, well, I'm going to do an hour exercise regimen. You could walk to the mailbox maybe two or three times a day and walk around your yard and, you know, enjoy being outside, but also get the exercise that you need as well. So there's a lot of things that we could do to get more exercise, to move a little more than what we all do, and to, you know, be able to get a little bit more circulation moving and going. So those things can be done. Also, cutting back on some of the things that we know, if we're eating fried foods, just cut those out of your diet. There's a lot of things that you can bake that tastes just as good as fried food, even if you know you'll bake them, and oftentimes you don't know the difference. And there's products like air fryers. I never even heard of that when I was a kid, but now we have things like air fryers that you can cook food in, and it tastes just as good as what it did. And I know I'm a Southerner, tastes just as good as what it did when it was fried, deep fried. But there's no, you don't have any of the saturated oils that you're using in those. And so they're much, much better for you to be able to consume those type things and just make a little bit better choices. So there's things that we can do that where we don't have to turn our world upside down. We can just make better choices. And so when you do that, of course, it's not going to happen overnight, but in time, it yields wonderful results, and you'll be glad that you did it. So I'm so glad to be on the call with you guys tonight. We always love being on here with you. I love just sharing information and share you. I don't mind sharing with you the things that we struggle with, even in our own lives. My family is no different than your family. We have our own struggles, and we have health issues that we have to face. We have genetics that we have to face. And so, but I think we're all kind of in all of this together, where we're all trying to live healthy lifestyles and as good of quality lifestyles as we can. And that's what Vista Life is about, living a life of vision, a life of purpose, a life of value. And I hope that you find that with us and being involved with us. So God bless you. Thank you for being on the call tonight. And Miss Susie, I'm going to turn it right back over to you.
Thank you, as always, Dr. LeBron. I appreciate your knowledge. So everybody, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week and take advantage of free shipping. Hear you all on next week's call. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night.